Classic business, innovation and competitiveness.
Well, it's now time for our innovation and competitiveness feature. The fees that banks charge is under pressure with the introduction of new entrants. Joining me now is Tyme Bank CEO Zandile Chabalala. Good evening, Zandile. Thank you very much for joining us. Has banks been lowering their fees generally?
Well, I think there's been an attempt from the banks to actually try to get the fees down. But obviously, with us coming onto the market, we've seen sort of a renewed kind of effort from the banks to try and match basically where we're pricing at. So we're quite pleased with that in terms of our benefit from for the consumer. So it's just really good in terms of the disruption that is happening in banking for fees or bank fees to be coming down.
So, Dile, ultimately banks would have to charge their business models. I mean, we've seen Standard Bank close some of their branch network across the country. Could that be in response to the fact that fees are busy coming down and their business model needs to change?
Yes, absolutely. So if you look in terms of banking models, obviously they carry a huge cost infrastructure in terms of money that was set up. And for them to be able to actually sort of lower the fees, obviously they've got to sort of look at their cost base and see where they can actually get some savings and to afford lower banking fees. And that's definitely what has happened, really, as banks have sort of tried to match the new entrants in terms of price competitiveness.
I'm sure listeners this evening have seen the Tyme Bank branding around big cities, and they might have even have seen it and wondered what it was about. Maybe this is an opportunity, Zandile, for you just to tell us a little bit about Tyme Bank and exactly what it does and who owns it.
Well, Tyme Bank obviously is a fully licensed bank here in South Africa. It's one of the new banking models that we've set up. We refer to it as a digital banking model. We obtained our banking license in September about a year or two ago. And we sought to actually enter the market to drive very specific, objectives around making banking accessible, firstly, to all South Africans, and secondly, to also reduce the cost of banking and make banking affordable to South Africans. And really, that's what the business model is about. We've looked at banking. We felt that the majority of South Africans can't afford banking, and they can't understand banking, for instance, in terms of the banking fees that are being charged. So introduce a banking model, which is a simplified banking model, which is really sort of premised on leveraging the best technology that is out there and offer the customer the benefit of lower cost in terms of the setup of the bank. So it's a digital bank. It doesn't have any branches. We have a presence in Pick and Pays and Boxer stores. Allows the customers to go into those environments to actually open bank accounts and do their banking there. The setup of the bank itself, because of that particular model, allows us to actually achieve a huge cost advantage to the current incumbents. And that cost advantage allows us to actually give back to the customer in terms of how we charge fees.
Sandile, presumably banks, when you're trying to compare fees across different banking platforms and different banking providers, would utilize the fees that make them look the best. What is the best way to compare fees across banks?
Well, firstly, the one thing that I've always said from a customer point of view is actually the simplicity of the fees. And this has been the challenge in terms of the existing, I guess, incumbents, is that many customers don't firstly just understand what fees they're paying for in terms of bank fees. So really, I think if you look in terms of the basket of transactions that you would do, there is a study that is done by Solidarity, which actually gives you a very nice comparison of bank fees across all major majors here in South Africa. So if you look in terms of the average, in terms of the 12 transaction bundle, as well as the 17 transaction bundle, you get a good sense in terms of how do banks compare in terms of the fees.
Well, that was the CEO for Tyme Bank, Santile Chabalala, telling us a little bit more about the Tyme Bank offering this evening. Up next is Katleho with the news.